भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 8 कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 11 Text 27 to 48. 26 to 48. Yeah, I didn't see the number. 26 to 48. We'll read together text 48, which is the end of the chapter. And I'll read the translations up to 48. There's no purport. Just one sentence in between. Text 26, translation. Thereafter, Indra released himself from the cage of the network of arrows, appearing with his chariot, flag, horses, and chariot driver, and thus pleasing the sky, the earth, and all the directions, he shone effulgently like the sun at the end of the night. The end of night. Indra was bright and beautiful in the vision of everyone. Text 27. When Indra, who is known as Vrajadhara, the carrier of the thunderbolt, saw his own soldiers so oppressed by the enemies on the battlefield, he became very angry. Thus he took up his thunderbolt to kill the enemies. Text 28. O King Parikit, King Indra used his thunderbolt to cut off the heads of both Bala and Pakka, in the presence of all their relatives and followers. In this way, he created a very fearful atmosphere on the battlefield. Text 29. O King, when Namucha, another demon, saw the killing of both Bala and Pakka, he was full of grief and lamentation. Thus, he angrily made a great attempt to kill Indra. Text 30. Being angry and roaring like a lion, the demon Namuchi took up a steel spear, which was bound with bells and decorated with ornaments of gold. He loudly cried, "Now you are killed." Thus, coming before Indra to kill him, Namuchi released the weapon. Text 31. O King, when Indra, King of Heaven, saw this very powerful spear falling toward the ground like a blazing meteor, he immediately cut it to pieces with his arrows. Then, being very angry, he struck Namuchi's shoulder with his thunderbolt to cut off Namuchi's head. Text 32. Although King Indra hurled his thunderbolt at Namuchi with great force, it could not even pierce his skin. It is very wonderful that the famed thunderbolt that had pierced the body of Vritrasura could not even slightly injure the skin of Namuchi's neck. Text 33. When Indra saw the thunderbolt return from the enemy, he was very much afraid. He began to wonder whether this had happened because of some miraculous superior power. Purport. Indra's thunderbolt is invincible, and therefore when Indra saw that it had returned without doing any injury to Namuchi, he was certainly very much afraid. Text 34. Indra thought formerly when many mountains flying in the sky with wings would fall on the ground and kill people, I cut their wings with this same thunderbolt. Text 35. Vritrasura was the essence of the austerities undergone by Tvastha, yet the thunderbolt killed him. Indeed, not only he, but also many other stalwart heroes whose very skin could not be injured even by all kinds of weapons were killed by the same thunderbolt. Text 36. But now, although the same thunderbolt has been released against a less important demon, it has been ineffectual. Therefore, although it was as good as a Brahmastra, it has now become useless like an ordinary rod. I shall therefore hold it no longer. Text 37. Sukadev Goswami continued, while the morose Indra was lamenting in this way, an ominous, unembodied voice said from the sky, "This demon Namuchi is not to be annihilated by anything dry or moist." Text 38. The voice also said, "O Indra, because I have given this demon the benediction that he will never be killed by any weapon, that it is dry or moist, you have to think of another way to kill him." Text 39. After hearing the ominous voice, Indra with great attention began to meditate on how to kill the demon. He then saw that foam would be the means, for it is neither moist nor dry. Text 40. Thus Indra, king of heaven, severed Namuchi's head with a weapon of foam, which was neither dry nor moist. Then all the sages satisfied Indra, the exalted personality, by showering flowers and garlands upon him, almost covering him. Purport. In this regard, the Shruti mantras say, "Apam penena Namuche shira Indro darayat." Indra killed Namuchi with watery foam, which is neither moist nor dry. Text 41. Vishvavasu and Paravasu, the two chiefs of the Gandharvas, sang in great happiness. The kettle drums of the demigods sounded, and the apsaras danced in jubilation. Text 42. Vayu, Agni, Varuna, and other demigods began killing the demons who opposed them, just as lions kill deer in a forest. Text 43. O King, when Lord Brahma saw the imminent total annihilation of the demons, he sent a message with Narada, who went before the demigods to make them stop fighting. Text 44. The great sage Narada said, "All of you demigods are protected by the arms of Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by his grace you have gotten the nectar. By the grace of the Goddess of Fortune, you are glorious in every way. Therefore, please stop this fighting." Text 45. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, accepting the words of Narada, the demigods gave up their anger and stopped fighting. Being praised by their followers, they returned to their heavenly planets. Text 46. Following the order of Narada Muni, whatever demons remain on the battlefield took Bali Maharaj, who was in a precarious condition, to the hill known as Astagiri. Text 47. There, on that hill, Sukracharya brought to life all the dead demoniac soldiers who had not lost their heads, trunks, and limbs. He achieved this by his own mantra, known as Sanjeevani. Now text 48. We'll read together. Valis Choshanasha Spishta Pratyapanendriya Smritihi Parajito Api Nakidyat Loka Tatwa Vichakshanaha Vali Choshana Shaspishta Pratyapanendriya Smriti Parajito Pinakidvat Loka Tattva Vichakshanaha Valish Choshama Shaspishta Pratyapanendriya Smriti Parajito Pinakidyat Loka Tattva Vichakshanaha Valis choshash and ashash pishta. Pratyapanendriyas smitihi. Parajito pinakidyat. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. I'm sorry, it's nakidyao. I was seeing a T. Go ahead. Valis choshanasa prishta. Panendriya smiti. Unapyo pinakidya. Bhakta chaksha vitashanaha. Valis choshanasa prishta. Padapanendriya smitihi. Valikidyo pinakidya. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. Valikidyo pinakidya. Padapanendriya smitihi. Parajito pinakidya. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. Valis choshanasa prishta. Pratyapanendriya smriti. Parajito pinakidyal lokatatva pachakshanaha. Jolisho shanashas pishta. Pradyapanendriya smitihi. Parajito pinakidyal lokatatva pachakshanaha. Matajis. Valis choshanashas prishta. Pradyapanendriya smiti. Rajito pinakidya. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. Valis choshana shaps prishta. Pratyapanendriya smitihi. Parajito pinakidyal. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. Bali. Marj Bali. Cha. Also. Ushanasha by Supracharya. Spishta being touched. Pratyapana was brought back. Indriya smritihi, realization of the actions of the senses and memory. Parajita, he was defeated. Api, although, na akidyal. Is that a T or an L? Na akidyat. He did not lament. Lokatatva vichakshanaha. Because he was very experienced in universal affairs. Translation. Bali Maharaj was very experienced in universal affairs. When he regained his senses and memory by the grace of Sukracharya, he could understand everything that had happened. Therefore, although he had been defeated, he did not lament. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is significant that Bali Maharaj is here said to be very experienced. Although defeated, he was not at all sorry, for he knew that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he was a devotee, he accepted his defeat without lamentation, as stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhagavad Gita 2:47, Karmanye Vadikaraste Mapaleshu Kadachana. Everyone in Krishna consciousness should execute his duty without regard for victory or defeat. One must execute his duty as ordered by Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. Anukulyena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 19.167. In first-class devotional service, one always abides by the orders and will of Krishna. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Indra Annihilates the Demons. Valishcho nashas prishta pratyapanendriya smritihi parajito pinakidyal lokatadva vichakshanaha. Pali Maharaj was very experienced in universal affairs when he regained his senses and memories by the grace of Supracharya. He could understand everything that had happened. Therefore, although he had been defeated, he did not lament. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, first of all, Sukracharya had the mantra known as Sanjivani. As long as your head and limbs weren't severed, he could bring you back to life by mantra. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said mantra is so powerful, and our Krishna conscious devotees are so powerful, that our children's children will be able to light fire by mantra. I have a children's children, and I'm waiting for that. Right now it would be dangerous. He's 2 next week. But maybe when he's 18 he can light fire. Prabhupada said they will light fire by mantra. Maybe they'll say a mantra and then light a match. I'm not sure. But Srila Prabhupada had said. So this mantra chanting is very powerful. Sukracharya had mastered it to the point where he could bring people back from the deceased. They were dead physically. Bali Maharaj was gone, and he brought him back to life by this Sanjivani. This is the power of Krishna consciousness. Nowadays, if you die on the operating table, sometimes, if it isn't too long, they can bring you back from death, the doctor. But usually, we regret to inform you there was a complication in the plastic surgery and your mother has passed away. More killing than reviving is actually performed. But in days of yore, by mantra, that's why I was thinking, it's 2014, why we don't go to the hospital and they take a machine and you're well. What do you have like in Star Trek? I don't know if you ever saw. But still, barbarism, they take a vein and cut it off and put it in another place and put tubes everywhere and cut this. And they have a saying in the medical field, modern medicine, when in doubt, cut it out. So this was not days of yore. Sukracharya was so powerful, but by Sanjivani, he chanted the mantras and all the demons whose heads weren't severed and arms weren't and legs weren't severed came back to life again. This is the power of mantra. We can actually change the world by mantra. Maybe we don't have the power to light fire by mantra or to bring people back from a deceased body. But by mantra, we could change people's consciousness. We could bring people to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Srila Prabhupada, stressed so much on giving people the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It basically brings them back to life. Because people are not alive. Their dead bodies moving. Natevidu Swargagatim Vibhishnu Durashaya Yebahir Artamaninas Antanya Tandayar Upaniyamanas Tepisa Tantriyam Urudam Nibada Natevidu Swargagati Vibhishnu. People don't know the ultimate goal of life is Krishna. Therefore, they're wasting so much time and energy with their business, making money, with making themselves healthy and beautiful, making their body more beautiful and strong, making their senses satisfied. Why? Natevidu Swargagati Vibhishnu. Because they don't know the real goal of life is Vishnu. Therefore, devotees, under the guidance of the spiritual master, give people the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to bring them back to life, to give them real purpose in life. We don't know what is the purpose of life. Who are we? Why are we suffering? How to get out of this suffering? Who am I? But Krishna consciousness gives the answers to all those questions. Who am I? Jivera Swarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. I'm spirit soul, eternally servant of the Supreme Spirit Soul. Why am I suffering? Because I've forgotten and I'm not engaged in the service for which I'm supposed to be engaging. How to be get out of the suffering? Engage in devotional service. As Prabhupada says here in the purport, Anukuyena Krishnanu Silanam Bhakti Uttama. Under the guidance of the spiritual master. Not that, oh, I would like to open a gym where we have some nice weightlifting and swimming, and this is my devotional service. That is not Anukuyena Krishnanu Silanam. First-class devotional service means the spiritual master says, distribute books, distribute prasadam, and distribute the holy names. And we engage in those activities. What else do we have to do? Even you have children, you can support them by chanting, dancing, and distributing prasadam. It's been proven. My children, although by material standards, living on the corner, I guess by material standards, we were poverty stricken. They thought they had quite a nice life, quite a rich life with. They could go in the BBT at any time and play on the computer. They had friends up and down the block as soon as they walked out of the house. 20, 30 friends to run up and down the block till Savas would chase them away. Such a rich, fulfilling life. We would pile in the car, sometimes to go places, to the park. We had a Gurukul at junior high school, and I had one Subaru, I think it was. It was a four-seater. We'd take 10 kids, and stuff them in double seat belts, two in a seat belt, and take them to the park to play some sporting. And they'd go on the Harinam. And they'd engage in prasadam distribution and be trained in chanting and dancing. This is ideal life. It's not poverty-stricken life. People think if I have lots of money and we live in a big, huge house and we have a big minivan and so many amenities, that will buy my happiness, and they end up very frustrated. They had one article on Yahoo the other day about these kids that were all movie stars who either died of drug overdoses or committed suicide. They had the ideal life of being famous as children, actors and actresses and little singers and singresses. Natevidu swarga gatimhi Vishnu. But because they don't know that the ultimate goal of life is Krishna and Krishna consciousness, they waste their time, durashaya. They waste their time and take false shelter of this material world. We were taking false shelter until Srila Prabhupada told us, you're wasting your time. What are you doing? Therefore, our real business, our only business, is to give Krishna consciousness, to give mantra chanting, Hare Krishna mantra chanting, to everyone. And to give them the opportunity to come back from the dead. Prabhupada said they're already dead. But by Sankirtan, we bring them back from death. We give them actual life. We're not thinking holier than thou, but we've been given a gift, just like this Sukracharya, to be able to bring people back to their real purpose in life. Not wasting time in sense gratification and mundane activities and business of this material world, but in chanting, dancing, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada stressed so much in the distribution of his books. And nowadays, it's actually quite hopeful. In North America, we're distributing as many books as were distributed in North America, practically as the mid-70s. The biggest Sankirtan, somehow or other, in the history of the ISKCON movement in North America. So, this is our business. Other thing was that Pali Maharaj He did his business. He wasn't unhappy. He did his service. He was a devotee. Palir Vayasakir Vayam. He's one of the Mahajans. Pralada Janako Bhishmo Palir Vayasakir Vayam. One of the 12 Mahajanas. Mahajano Yenagata Sapanta. One of the great, great devotees is Bali Maharaj, although he was born in the family of demons. What was it? He was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, who was the son of Hiranyakasipu. So it's kind of a tough line there. All descendants of his great, great grandfather, would that be? Great grandfather? Was Hiranyakasipu. I never met my grandfathers. But if my great-grandfather was Hiranyakasipu, that would be special. Or Hiranyaksha. Can you imagine? Big, huge demons. So, even though he was born in a demoniac family, he was a great devotee. And he wasn't attached. He worked without considering happiness, distress, victory, defeat, loss or gain for the pleasure of Krishna. This is our personal message from this purport. Sometimes we may be successful. Sometimes we may be very elated. Sometimes we may be unsuccessful. And sometimes we may be seemingly not so elated. But we continue our devotional service under the order of the spiritual master and Lord Krishna. The service that they have given us to spread Krishna consciousness. Regardless, there were many years, I'm sure Bhrigupati Prabhu remembers, when Sankirtan was not that big for a while. We were forced into austere conditions and things were not going very well. But devotees still performed their service and were happy in Krishna consciousness. Our happiness isn't dependent on victory or defeat. Our happiness is dependent on how much shelter we're taking of Krishna. Our happiness is dependent on how advanced we're becoming in Krishna consciousness, so that no matter what happens, we're thinking, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, help me, please. One may be in a precarious condition, but if one is chanting Krishna, 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 then that situation is not so precarious. It's just like Prabhupada explained here in Los Angeles in 1974. We were fortunate to be there at the class. Prabhupada said, the cat, Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. The verse was Hari Lilamrita Vachaha. That one chance. And then one feels very safe, just like the kitten in the mouth of the cat. Same thing, the rat is in the mouth of the cat. But Prabhupada said, the rat, what is he feeling? Chi-chi, 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 I am condemned. Prabhupada made the sound of a rat. We were all smiling wide. Chi-chi, chi-chi. He said, but for the kitten, in the same thing, in the mouth of the cat. And then Prabhupada went, meow. You can hear the tape, January of 1974. I think the 4th or the 5th. So this is our situation. We have to be careful not to be the rat, but to be the kitten. And then we're safe in the mouth of the cat, in the mouth of Krishna. But the rat is not safe. I'm condemned. Same thing is there. So, in this world, as long as we're taking shelter of Lord Krishna by our devotional service, as given by the spiritual master and Krishna, not that we think up something, oh, I'd like to do this or do that. No, the spiritual master gives you service. Work for the benefit of my movement in this way. Srila Prabhupada has given the guidelines. Temple President, GBC, help us to follow those guidelines. Anakulyena Krishnanu Sivanam Bhakti. First class devotional service means I engage in that way no matter what. And I'm safe in victory, defeat, loss or gain, happiness, distress, health or not so health, whatever situation I've been given by the Lord. Pali Maharaj showed here, I'm satisfied. I'm happy. So this is our lesson. Even though he was born in a family of demons, we were also born in a family of demons. My family was very famous in Cincinnati, Ohio, for Cadets' kosher restaurant. I don't even want to tell you what they did. Somehow or other, when devotees were in Sankirtan, all the devotees in the 70s especially, they'd be in the airport, they'd meet someone, you did, Brigapati, and tell them, yeah, you probably know my Uncle Izzy. I went to Cincinnati as a devotee. I visited Uncle Izzy and Aunt Rosie. And there, above the meat cleaver, were 15 Srimad Bhagavatams. 2-1, 3-4, 1-1, 6-1, Bhagavad Gita as it is. All of Prabhupada's books with signatures of different devotees from all over the country. So somehow or other, even though they were big demons, butchers, I think we talked, Swami was here, and he was saying the worst is that you're the son of a butcher. My father wasn't a butcher, but my uncle was. My father got out of the business, became engineer. But the family was the butcher business. But their butchery, Izzy's, had Srimad Bhagavatam available on the shelf, if you want one, with your sandwich. We can't tell you what's in the sandwich. Have a Bhagavatam. They would give them out. It's from our nephew. He's a crazy Hare Krishna. He kept a stack of books that people would bring in. I met your nephew. Because everyone in New York, in Philadelphia, in Georgia, in Chicago, every airport, everyone was Izzy's nephew. Pragosh was Izzy's nephew. You did it also? In the airport, mostly. So, this is our business, to give these poor people, they don't know they're eating meat. They don't even understand what they're doing. They're killing the cow. They don't even realize. They're performing heinous activities. Is our business just to give them Krishna consciousness and to be satisfied in victory or defeat? All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga. No questions.
He died. He got his legs chopped.